What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Dear past, thank you for all the lessons. Dear future, I'm ready. I know. All right. Yeah, we're gonna keep this one short and sweet. Had to get the quotes back into the episodes. Hopefully, everybody is doing good. Everybody is still with us. You know what I mean? This is going to be a especially, you know, kind of interesting, funny episode. I was going to get something out to y'all, you know, sooner or later. But CJ, you know, he sent out a message on the Twitterverse, you know what I mean? I'm like, all right, I got something. I'm going to come up with something. I'm going to put it out. You know what I mean? As soon as I get the chance to. And now, I finally have the chance to get this out at the end of the first month of 2021. This is crazy. What the fuck is going on? Anybody got an answer? CJ, this one is for you, brother. You know what I mean? Niggas thought 2020 was over, and everybody realized they were still dreaming on some Freddy Krueger shit. We got a lot of stuff to run through, because I'm not, you know, a trending topics type of nigga, but I thought this would be funny. It's just kind of where my mind is or whatever right now. I did put out a written podcast on my IG called Ready or Not. If you want to check that out, go visit the IG. Everything else, Linktree. / What We Gonna Do Pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do Pod. You can find merch. You can find everything. I got all kinds of stuff. I got warm stuff. I got cold stuff. I got in between stuff. Whatever type of weather, I got stuff for you. I got stuff for women. I got stuff for men. I got stuff for kids. I got stuff for teens. I got masks. Whatever you need, I got it. And I'm telling you, the shit is fire. Anyway, go check that out whenever you feel like it or whatever. You can go see some pictures on IG or whatever. If you like it, go and get you some of that merch. All right, first things first, Capitol Storm. That's like the biggest topic of this month, right? Or at least it was the biggest topic. But we're going to get to the inauguration and everything that's happened after the inauguration. Now, look, I'm not going to talk about all of the executive orders and all that type of stuff. So I ain't going to really give y'all no rundown of every little thing. This is just some stuff that was on my mind. So with the Capitol stormed, clearly people were shocked. Like, that was a big deal. And the impact kind of kept hitting me over and over because different people reacted differently. Some people are obviously idiots and fools. They celebrated these patriots that aren't patriots at all or whatever. They celebrated or whatever, but it's like, ain't nothing to celebrate. Y'all embarrassments. Y'all ain't patriots. None of that was patriotic. None of it. So these people, for whatever reason, they were able to let them go, help them walk down the stairs, help them get out the building. People was taking pictures with these people. Apparently, they thought everything was good and, you know, that they were able to do this. I don't know how these people didn't get arrested. I mean, again, I think everybody's kind of said it, so it's like beating a dead horse. But the reactions in the real world is crazy because people were really hurt by that. Like, they really felt defenseless. People couldn't believe it. Clearly, the senators are still affected by it. Just the fact of how close it was before they were able to get removed and just what would have potentially happened. It's kind of crazy because, of course, everybody talks about the things that didn't happen. But hypothetically, man, what if those individuals succeeded? That's the kind of thing that came to my mind. What if those individuals succeeded and, I don't know, got to the individuals that were in that building? What would have happened? What would we have seen? And again, what does this look like around the world? Like, how strong does that make us that our capital was able to get seized like that? And again, they say it hasn't happened in a very long time. So it's kind of just tripped out because it is going to be a historic moment. It is going to be something that's remembered. And of course, you have the images of the officer and then you see him at the inauguration. So that was a, you know, cool little come up, you know what I mean? Little interesting thing. Salute to him and whoever else was there, you know, that actually did something or whatever and didn't just open the doors and move to the side or whatever. So salute to those individuals. But they should have got arrested. So I'm glad the FBI going after all of them. And I don't want to hear none of this shit about people questioning if they should be charged. Hell yeah, they should be charged. Y'all saw what happened last year. Even if that didn't happen last year, why would these individuals not be charged? What other scenario could that happen? I don't care if you're talking about a McDonald's, If you're talking about a big business like a Fortune 500 company, and you know, McDonald's probably Fortune 500, but you know, McDonald's, they've got a lot of franchises, whatever. Buy our own different McDonald's, whatever. So, whatever size company, where would that be normal, and why would people not be arrested? I don't give a fuck what they did once they got in. How could that occur and there not be arrest made? How? I don't know. I don't know. Next thing, next order of business, Trump getting banned from all the social media sites, which it took long enough. It took way longer than it should have. Look, Sire, he done got banned more than Trump, you know what I mean? And he ain't nearly said as much bad shit. He definitely said some shit, okay? He definitely said a few things that probably get him banned, but he has not nearly said as many things as Trump has tweeted. And again, I don't really know. I really want to know who was the person that was behind his social media account, because it's like, man, they were literally typing in first person. I really just don't believe he's that smart to type his own tweets. I don't think he was doing it. I don't think he had the energy. I really believe it was somebody else. It's hard for me to believe he was either on a computer or on his phone or tablet or whatever. Maybe he was doing some type of dictation. Maybe there's some type of special service that they have for presidents to where all they have to do is talk. I don't know exactly what it was, but I just don't believe it was him. And I'm just like, look, anybody that was that close to that dude, they need to be, you know, we need to quit fooling with them too. Like, anybody that just kind of bought in with it, rolled with it, didn't argue with it. And of course, everybody like Nino Brown now, everybody coming out the woodwork, pointing fingers at this person did this. We finding out things that didn't get done with the last administration. The transition is a mess, but we knew it was going to be a mess. This dude has not conceded. No concession. He ain't attending the inauguration. They ain't doing the walkthrough with the wives. A whole bunch of stuff, man. And it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, he's acknowledging it, but at the same time, he's still kind of like not really just saying that this man clearly won. Other Republicans are saying, and of course, they're wondering about the impeachment. Should they even do the impeachment? Should they move forward? I'm not really going to go through all the reasons. If y'all don't get it, like, leave it alone. Like, there is a reason why this shit happened, and hopefully it goes through and it gets passed. Again, a lot of the Republicans are suckers, so it probably ain't going to happen. So, you know, we'll see. But yes, it needs to proceed. Like, what is the precedent that we're setting by allowing this? Like, I don't give a damn when it happened. There is no other position in the world that this doesn't happen. If you're a CEO of a company, and you're on your last whatever, this stuff is still going to go through. They're still going to have their lawsuits. Things are not just going to be dropped and, hey, he's no longer in power. This thing is over. Clearly, people continue to go through the legal process after something's over. Clearly, something is handled. Like, I've seen it at so many different levels to where people don't just let that go and sweep it under the rug and move on to the next person or whatever. Like, what are we doing here? Where is this real? Where is this allowed? I don't care if it's war crimes. I don't care if it's this. If it's legitimate things, how do we just sit here and be like, it ain't that big of a deal. You know what I mean? He out of office now. You know what I mean? What can he do? So y'all feel however you feel about that. But it is happening. So we're going to see articles of impeachment will be coming out, or probably by the time y'all hear this, they'll already be out. So we'll see. Like how the trial goes and all of that type of stuff. We'll see how that goes. Stimmy late. Stimmy got to be the funniest word of 2020. I mean, hilarious. Like, of course, everybody got a word for the pandemic, but the stimulus and just the aid package and the Stimmy being late and people just not getting it. I don't know what's going on. Apparently, it's a lot of problems with the tax software sites. It's a lot of problems with the IRS. And of course, the IRS was understaffed. And, you know, shout out to Autumn the Aries. She did a dope show and they kind of touched on that. I mean, pretty much the episode was about that, but they talked about other things as well. And it's just like, I'll say this, clearly, you know, it's a serious thing. You know what I mean? It's funny. But at the same time, it's a very serious thing for those who need it. You know what I mean? And that was always my thing. It's like, look, I'm pushing for whatever number that we can get. And yes, if we can get more, I would definitely love to get more. And what I mean by we is that the people that need it most, I'll be all right. A lot of people will be just fine. They've been just fine through this pandemic. They made money through the pandemic. They never lost a job. They never went hungry. They never really had to deal with anything outside of the change of lifestyle. So I'm not really tripping so much about those individuals. And again, I know it gets to the mental health and it affects a lot of things, but there are people dealing with more things than you. There are bigger fish to fry. And those are the individuals who need that help the most. You know what I mean? Even for those who are on unemployment, even with them extending the moratorium on evictions and things of that nature, because I believe it expired, but I believe Biden put out an executive order. President Biden put out an executive order to kind of extend some of those things and different benefits. And I don't know exactly how that's going to play out process wise, because obviously now you got to go through a lot of red tape and things have to be reinstated. You know, it's a bunch of mess, but he's definitely off to a hell of a start, and we'll see how it goes. You know what I mean? We're gonna see how this new presidency goes, but I don't really want to talk about that. That'll probably come up in another episode. Vaccinate. All right, so look, some of y'all, I guess y'all expecting like 100% efficacy. 17.5 million people in the U.S. have been vaccinated so far. They've either received both doses or they've at least received the first dose or whatever. Again, I talked about that a little bit in Ready or Not, and just, you know, put out some different information for y'all to kind of look through for yourselves. But what are you going to do? How long are we going to have all of you wait and see people? And again, some of you don't have a choice but to wait. You know what I mean? Because we're not in wave one or wave two. A lot of people that don't have pre-existing conditions, they don't meet other conditions that would put them in wave one or wave two. So again, you got to wait and see any fucking way. But as far as those who are in a position eligible to get it, you know what I mean? What do you think? You know what I mean? What are people saying? What are the doctors saying? I said, I think I put this on Twitter, but it went from talk to your doctors to fuck the doctors. Like, we've been in this past 4 years of misinformation and mistrust and I don't believe this, and just pretty much making up your own facts, making up your own information that people have completely went off the rails with misinformation, whether it's 5G, whether it's a tower, whether it's a hoax, whether like it's so much, and people don't know what to believe anymore. There is no such, everything is blurred. There's no truth, there's no facts, there's no lies, there's no, everything is in the gray area at this point. And so definitely looking forward to getting back to some sense of normalcy with the presidency and with getting past this coronavirus. Dr. Dre, glad that Dr. Dre is all right, because I was just like, look man, this is day six. Like we can't do this day six. We just lost the legend Hank Aaron, and you know what I mean, and I think some other people have passed, and I'm just like, yo, look, Devo, that was last month or something like that. And you know, just anyway, you got different people passing. I'm like, look man, is what's going on? Like, Dr. Dre gotta be cool. I'm glad he back home, he back working. Of course that's a serious thing though, you know what I mean? That just ain't nothing to play with. I'm sure with his income he had the best resources at hand, but still it's like, yo, what type of start are we getting to, man? Like, look, can we just get through January? Damn it man, like what is happening? Can we just make it through this month without, you know, some major like loss? And you know, and again, major to me, maybe minor to you. What's minor to me, maybe major to you. And obviously I know individuals are losing family members, and I see that out there as well, and I'm definitely keeping y'all in my prayers, definitely in my thoughts. And you know, hopefully y'all just understand that you got to keep pushing, you know what I mean? You got to live your life the best you can live it until you can't anymore. And again, I know the circumstances, I know the situations, and it's unfortunate, you know, just being close to your family in those hospitals, attending funerals, attending, you know, special events, birthday parties, you know, different occasions, and just the risk that you are putting yourself and others at when you do those things. But at the same time, I understand the need for closeness. I mean, again, this has never happened. This is not something that we're used to. Some people are talking about brushing it over. It's not that big deal. Some people are saying, well, you still got to live, don't you? And again, I think everybody is just trying to figure it out as best they can. You know, I don't want to necessarily put anybody else down. Again, there are definitely some idiots and some people that can do better and just not making some smart decisions. But at the same time, it's one of those things of like, man, which way is up? You know, nobody know the right thing to do. People are just trying to make the best decisions for themselves. And I can't fault them too much for that. But again, with making the best decision for yourself, I hope you take into account the other people that are around you that also exist in this world. That's, you know, that's my only ask. Talk is cheap, and today is cheaper than ever. I put out a post just saying, like, I miss before social media. Like, I really do miss that feeling of you had to have a laptop or a desktop. Like, you really had to get up. You had to do something. You didn't really have the laptop in your bed. You wasn't in the bathroom with it. You weren't at the table with it or whatever. Like, the norm, the new normal that we're at now is so weird when I just sit and think about just when you wanted to play a game, you either had to go to your laptop or your desktop somewhere else and get on that computer game, or you had to go in the living room or whatever. If you had it hooked up in the room, you might be able to hook it up in the room, but then again, you might not. So it's just like, man, the things that we have at our fingertips now and the things that we do with them and how obsessive it is, how compulsive it is, and that you're having to look at these different apps and say, what's my screen time? What's this? I need to get off. I need to set limits and I need to set boundaries. And man, this is some real shit. And talk is cheap. You know what I mean? Like, everybody got something to say, whether it's on Clubhouse, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on TikTok, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Twitter. Everybody got a mouthpiece. Everybody reach as many people as they want to reach whenever they want to reach them. Again, whether it's true information or whether it's lies. So it's like, man, it's the cheapest thing right now, because literally, again, we got podcasting, we got this, we got that. And again, that's why it's so funny when people talked about Trump and the fact that he's being censored, and where are Republicans gonna go speak? Where are the far right people? Where are they gonna go speak? They're being what they say on Death to 2020 on Netflix. They kept saying something. I think it was a real thing that they was playing off of, but the fact that talking about Republicans they ain't got nowhere to speak, you know what I mean? It's like, man, y'all getting to speak here. Where exactly are y'all not being allowed to speak or whatever? I don't know. That was like one of the last things that kind of popped up into my head, was just like, man, how cheap it is. Like, there's little to no value for people speaking. Like, little to no value because it's so free. And there's little to no value of the accuracy, the quality, all of these different things, because the ease of access to be able to speak, to be able to voice your opinion. Again, it's just, I don't know. It's way more than it was before. You know what I mean? You got the pros and you got the cons. There are pros because you see different people coming from different backgrounds, being able to get a platform and elevate that you've never seen before. But then again, everybody don't need to have a voice. That's one of the things I see on Twitter. That's one thing that everybody say. Everybody don't need to be able to say something. Everybody don't need to have a voice. But that's what it is. That's what we're living in. I'm finna be 34 this year. Where the fuck did the time go? Like, where did it? I'm finna be 34. It's kind of weird because I look at all the people that are in their 40s, and then you see the 52s, and you see a lot of people, man, they looking good. Like, they don't look 40. They don't look 50. They don't look this. I'm trying to take care of myself and, you know, do the same thing. I'm trying to get myself situated. Me and my wife, we just bought some bikes or whatever. My daughter already got a bike. We're going to see if we can find one of them attachments for my son. My son will be one next month. That's how much time has passed. That's how long we've been in this. Like, we've really been down that freaking long to where my son is about to be one. And it's crazy. And just trying to figure out what to do for him. Like, this is not normal. Like, man, it's like, you want to have a normal this, you want to have a normal that, and you really got to adjust things. You got to be conscious. You got to be aware. Again, I could be one of them people that say F it, but I got kids. I got a wife. I cannot afford to not pay attention and not stay on top of shit. Nor can my wife, nor can my daughter. You know what I mean? We can't afford to just do whatever the hell we want, whenever the hell we want to do it. Hopefully y'all can hear me. I've been kind of moving around the mic, so I might get loud, I might get low, so apologies for that. RIP Nip. I don't know, Nipsey Hussle, man. They took Nip. That just come to mind, and I want to make sure, like, RIP Nip, you know what I mean? I know, rest in peace to Kobe and, you know, his family, and I know his wife made a post, and you know what I mean? Just different people that we lost over the past couple of years, but man, Nip, you know. And it's weird because every time I hear the music, I barely can listen to it now. I listen to it like nonstop for a long time. And then it just, everything hit different. Every bar, everything that man said is just like, it hit in a whole different way, man. You live a certain type of lifestyle, and man, bro, kill Nip. That's all I gotta say. So how y'all feel about the first month of 2021? You know what I mean? It's like a rhetorical question, man, but I really want to know. If y'all want to hit me up, whatwegondo@gmail.com, not whatwegondopod@gmail.com, just whatwegondo@gmail.com. feel free to email me. Again, I gave y'all the link tree earlier in the show, but I'm gonna give it to you again. linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do Pod. You can find everything What We Gonna Do in that link tree. I'm done. This is it. Short, sweet, to the point. CJ, I hope you enjoyed it. I don't know exactly what y'all gonna get out of this. Maybe y'all'll get something out of it. Maybe y'all'll get a laugh. Maybe y'all'll be like, damn, he was talking too fast and he was talking too much. But again, it is what it is, and talk is cheap, and y'all got this for free. I'm gone. Until next time. Peace.